Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW Original Podcast.
Chatting some Phils for a few minutes with former Phillies general manager, current WIP analyst, current NBC Sports Philadelphia analyst, Phillies broadcaster, Ruben Amaro Jr. And the reason why I'm bringing Ruben on is because last night, 24-year-old Luke Williams, in his second major league game, hit a two-run walk-off home run to beat the Braves 2-1. Williams is a 2015 third-round pick, and Ruben Amaro Jr. happened to draft Williams out of high school in California. Ruben, I appreciate you doing this on short notice. My first question is, what was your reaction to the moment last night?
Well, I was really thrilled for him, obviously. This is a kid that wasn't super highly touted, obviously, coming through the system. He kind of had to grind things out. You know, when you're a third-round pick, there's expectations that are very high. And you know, he kind of matriculated through the system pretty slowly without making a whole lot of waves. You know, we knew that he was a very good athlete. And he was kind of – we knew it as that he had really good, solid makeup, a great family, all that sort of stuff. And Johnny Almaraz, who was the scouting director at the time, really liked him, really liked his athleticism, his ability to do some things. I believe he was a shortstop at the time. And you know, he's made himself, made himself a candidate to come to the big leagues, really impressed. I think Joe Girardi and the staff this past spring during training camp. And here he is in the big leagues after being with the USA team.
Well, Joe Girardi was talking about how Williams plays seven positions. The only position he doesn't play is catcher and, of course, pitcher. That type of versatility, you referenced that he came out as a shortstop. Did you foresee this versatility that Luke Williams has now to play seven positions all over the field?
Yeah, I think they actually were going to – the thought process was that we thought he was going to end up being maybe a little bit big for the position as he continued to grow. And we would probably have to move him to third base, but to his credit, again, a very good athlete, and we didn't know whether he'd end up being this type of an athlete where he'd be that versatile, obviously, and you don't necessarily project that, but you do project the athleticism, and the great thing about him is that the kid's got some instinct, and when you're scouting. If you pick up the things that are important in the game, instinct and your ability to actually play the game, then you got a chance if you can match the some of the ability with the instinct and the ability to play.
I wanted to book you, and I reached out to you last night after he hit his two-run home run because I saw John Clark of NBC Sports Philadelphia post a photo on Twitter of you and Luke before yesterday's game down on the field at the ballpark. And I'm wondering, Ruben, when you see a kid who you drafted, coached, or helped, you know, groom through the minor leagues or early on in his major league career, when you see a kid that you brought up basically succeed and have success in the major leagues and make it to the major leagues, how does that make you feel?
Well, you're thrilled for the family. You're thrilled for me. It's the area scout, the scouting director, the guys that really put and grinded out the work to recommend it, to bring this guy to the big leagues. You're happy for them, but you're happy for the kid and the family because, I mean, he said it himself. It takes a village for people to get to the major leagues and to have that thrill and to be able to reach that pinnacle. It's pretty special. You know, I had a great moment with him before the game. We have not been able, as media, have not been able to be down on the field. We graciously have been let down on the field now. Greg Castriato and Bonnie Clark from the Phillies have allowed the media staff to get back down on the field while during the course of this pandemic stuff and as this is closing. And got a chance to talk to the kid. And the kid basically just, you know, I just said, listen, so thrilled for you, happy for you. He had a big smile on his face. Thank you, Ruben. I appreciate it. And I said, just suck it all in, man, because and enjoy the moment and try to sit back and enjoy it, because this is a moment that's a first timer for you. And it looks like he's sucking up the information and the experience right now. I'm really happy for him.
He's definitely having a very good start to his major league career. And as you mentioned, the Team USA, he was tearing it up for Team USA to help them make the Olympics. And he was doing really well with the Iron Pigs. And I guess my last question for you is, Ruben, because I know you've been following the team all season as one of the teams, one of the broadcasters on television, one of the team's broadcasters, and you do some work down the hall here at WIP. And I've been, I'm wondering your thoughts overall on the 2021 Phils, 60 games in. Last night, if they didn't win last night through 60 games, they would have had the same exact record that they had in last year's shortened season up to 60 games. They're one game better now. So your thoughts on the season in general, and can last night's moment by Luke Williams give this team a jolt and a spark to turn it around, be the turning point so that they can play to their expectations and maybe make a run for the postseason?
Well, you certainly hope so, Dave. I think it's one of those things where the team hasn't really drawn its identity yet, and they've played pretty sporadic baseball. They haven't played well defensively. They've pitched well at times. They've swung the bat well at times, although that's one of the things that's fallen woefully short for them, and it was supposed to be a much better offensive team. I know that they've been hit by the injury bug a little bit, but so have all the other clubs. I think they just have to, and there've been some moments where you thought, you know, this would jumpstart the team. They've had a fight. They've had a couple of walk-offs. They had some things that you thought would really turn things around. But I just don't know that they've gotten an identity yet. And that's the one thing. Maybe it's a young kid that comes to the big leagues that can spark the team in some way, shape or form and get things going. You hope that happens. I just don't know that they have the athleticism, the defense in certain positions to be able to play consistent baseball. They haven't done it for the last couple of years, unfortunately. And you hope that it turns around at some point. I'm just not sure it will.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see and find out. Of course, they got a day game today, so we'll see if last night is able to carry over into today. Ruben, I've been enjoying you on the Phillies telecast. I really appreciate you doing on short notice. I'm thrilled that you had a chance to catch up with Luke Williams before yesterday's game. That is really, really cool. Thanks again for doing this. I appreciate it, and stay safe.
Anytime, and thanks for having me.
That is former Phils GM Ruben Amaro Jr.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.